Champ?
Yep.
Ready to put a percentage on it yet this week? What
I tell you what, I'm closer. You know, I'm very close. You know, I'm trying to do what I can in practice and, you know, make sure I don't set myself back. That's the main thing about hamstrings. You can make it worse, and I don't want to do that.
How frustrating has this process been?
It's very frustrating. I hate to miss anything. So, you know, I'm doing everything I can to get back out there. I know they need me out there, and I want to be out there to help them. So, and whatever it takes, that's what I'm doing.
Remember you said last week that you wanted to get a couple of practices in before playing. You think you've gotten enough yet, or you think you're still a little bit away?
Well, I think tomorrow will pretty much tell the tale about what I'm going to be able to do, you know. And then, you know, I still have 2 days after that, so you never know. Hamstrings, I mean, I could feel great on Sunday. I mean, much greater than Friday. But, you know, I'm going to just let it take its course and, you know, do whatever I can to, you know, make sure I'm doing the right things to get back out there.
What's your take on the Packers? Aaron Rodgers, obviously a lot of weapons. How good are they?
Well, he's playing better than any quarterback in this league right now. And that whole team, I mean, they got so many weapons in so many different areas. And there's not one person on that offense that you could just say, leave him with that guy and not worry about him. I mean, they got so many weapons, so we got our hands full.
Not only do they have a lot of weapons, but do you notice when you play against a defending Super Bowl champ over the years, they have a certain swagger and confidence about them as well?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they should. I mean, nobody's dethroned them yet. They haven't lost a game since, you know, whenever the playoffs started. I don't know before that, but I know they haven't lost a game in a long time, so they definitely got to be feeling good about themselves.
You've been part of a couple of teams that defeated Super Bowl champs. In fact, 05, you knocked off the Patriots twice, including once in the playoffs. What's it take for a team to do that?
Well, for one, you got to believe you can do it. And I think it's just the discipline, you know, the little details of football, you know, lining up right, you know, communication. Those little things play so much of a factor in those kind of games, because you know you're going to get a sharp team. And if you're not on top of your stuff, it'll expose you.
Looking forward to going to Lambeau Field?
Yeah. You know, I played there a few times when I was with the Redskins, and every time I remember playing there, I got fined for some uniform violation, so I'm definitely going to be worried about that. And but, you know, at the same time, it's a great place to play. The fans are great, you know. It's loud. I mean, but, you know, I tune that stuff out once the game starts.
What was it about your uniform?
Either my towel was too long, my socks were too high, my jersey was not cut right or something. It's always something up there, but, you know, hopefully they ease up this time.
How Will Height and Cassius, how have they grown from week to week the last couple of months?
Oh, tremendously, because the only way you really get better is just by playing. And, you know, Cassius, he's always telling me how much more comfortable he is now that he's getting a lot of snaps. And that's what experience does for you. It makes you feel more comfortable out there. And I know the more he plays, the better he's going to be.
Will Height be that effective on a corner blitz like he's been the last couple weeks?
Yeah. I mean, because the way we dial it up, if you run it right, you're going to be free. And, you know, I just hope we dial up a few this weekend. And, you know, maybe I can get me some.
I know you spent a lot of time talking to young guys anyway on the sideline, but with you not in uniform, were you talking to Cassius even more last week?
Well, we talk all the time. So I don't want to say it's more, but we talk a lot. He asked me a lot of questions, you know, and I try to give him as much knowledge as I can. You know, he's a young player and he's growing into his own, but, you know, he definitely needs some guidance in some areas, but just because this is the NFL and if you don't have a lot of experience at it, it's going to be tough for you.